8:16, and we've got Carl and Rebecca with you. And joining us this morning, because it is 8:15 on a Wednesday, is Bill Hall, the real estate guy from Premier Homes and Properties, which sponsors this portion of our program. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning.
And hello, Alec. I hope you're enjoying vacation out there if you're in Florida or wherever the heck you are.
Yeah.
So what about a dream home? Are you living in your dream home, Carl?
I was living in our dream home, okay, right. But we downsized, so moved out. But I understand, I saw a statistic, and I was quoting it before the news there, that somewhere close to 90% of Americans say that they would love to live in their dream home, but they're not in their dream home.
94%, actually. Yeah. It's funny, people's dream homes change throughout their life. You know, what starts out to be, like, my dream home was to live where I'm living, and I still feel that way. Mm-hmm. But it'd be nice to have a dream home on the beach, too. So I think that a lot has to do with how people are, where they are in their life and where they are in their times. Because during my working career, my dream home was wherever I was working, you know, mm-hmm. because that's where I was
that's
best
your life.
Suited, right?
Yeah.
But as I've gotten older now, I think, well, it'd be nice to have a place at the beach.
Mm-hmm.
But am I living in my dream home? I'm one of the 6% of the Americans that probably are.
Yeah.
What about you, Rebecca?
Yes.
Carl, and you were, but you downsized. So
yeah, but
this is your new dream home, in theory, because you don't have to maintain it. And that leads me to another point I want to talk about, like
sure.
the home ownership. The whole aspect of home ownership is extremely subjective. See, we've been taught all of our lives, you want to be a successful human, you got to own your own home. I mean, isn't that a standard
That's
in America?
The American dream.
You've
yes.
got to have a mortgage. You got to own a house. You got to have a mortgage. If you don't, something's wrong with you. Obviously, you're too irresponsible to own a home. That's why you're renting. You know, that is a myth of all myths.
Mm-hmm.
Because back to what I've said before 1,000 times, 50% of the people who own real estate and sell it probably don't make much or any money on it.
Wow.
And that's kind of shocking. But the other 50% do. The other thing is, when we look at home ownership, we look at where does America have its wealth? And I think that's really the bigger quandary. And in the lower 50% of us Americans, we have most of our wealth in our home.
Mm-hmm.
It's our equity in our home. Yes. Well, unfortunately, with inflation, the cost of houses, I mean, look at what inflation has done with houses. I mean, they've gone through the roof. But not only just houses, but, hey, Don, how are you? But not only houses, but the cost of food, the cost of electricity, the cost of everything has gone up, which has hurt some of the home equity aspects because people have had to go in and refinance, sell their houses, and take home equity loans in order to live at the standard they were living prior to this inflation.
I know.
Do you think about that?
Well, I think, you know, it's a fact. You know, we kind of have to look at it, and it's going to change, I think, a lot of the home ownership / home buying decisions in the future. Do you think so?
It's definitely a factor in that, and like anything else, it all starts with, you know, how much is it, you know, how much do you buy it for, you know, what you pay for it when you buy it. That's really where the majority of your money is made, because the longer you hold a home, the less you actually make on it over the time, because there's other investments that may supersede that level of profitability, for instance, unlike home equity and so forth. So, you know, it's a balancing act, and that's why, you know, I think it's very important to have a real estate professional that's on your side that can look at it from different lenses,
mm-hmm.
so that can help protect you down the road if you do end up having to sell it or wanting to sell it or your conditions change. Remember, real estate's it's very localized.
Sure.
It's based on our local economy. It's based on everything around us that affects us. I'll give you an example. We have a shortage of homes still in this area, but yet we also now are having a shortage of buyers too. So it's kind of working out where we almost have a semi-balanced market, or getting more towards a balanced market. That's kind of the direction that we're moving in our particular area, and really all over the country, except for the hot pockets who had large upswings, and then, of course, now they're experiencing some downswings mm-hmm. as a result of that. So remember, what goes up like a rocket comes down like a rocket.
That's
so just
true.
Remember that.
Thank you, Mr. Musk.
I know, right? But, you know, I think home ownership is great for the people that it works out for. And for a lot of other people, renting is a great option, and it exposes people to maybe a larger initial cost, like a monthly cost, renting versus owning. But it also, renting versus owning, minimizes the risk that home ownership brings with it, mm-hmm. i.e. like if I need a new roof, or i.e. my heat pump went out, or i.e. my water lines broke because we had 10-degree weather. You know, all those kind of factors are all built into the rental aspect, you know, that you don't have to pay those.
And Peggy and I shared that conversation this weekend as we were in our apartment at our town loft.
Sure.
And the fact that we did not have to worry about water pipes bursting, this sort of thing, or the heat pump going out, okay, because it's large enough, it has a maintenance crew that is second to none.
Of course.
And naturally, they work toward the residents' benefits. And so while we miss home ownership and all that it brought to us there, times like this last weekend, we're glad that we didn't have a home to have to look out for.
Exactly. And you know, and I sat in my house for 3 days during those times and worried that is something going to go wrong? Am I going to lose my heat? Because you never get a heat pump guy out, or, you know, or a furnace guy out, you know.
Because of the weather situation.
Right. I mean, like I said earlier, my pool was frozen over. That's how bad it was. It was really cold. So, mm-hmm. you know, home ownership has some vulnerabilities to it and some risks attached to it. But if you're willing to take that on, and if you buy the property at the correct price for the market at the time, you should be insulated enough that if it does change, plus or minus, you're going to be okay. Mm-hmm. Because you'll be, on the minus side, you'll be minimal exposure. Right. On the plus side, that's all plus plus. So in this area, we enjoy about 1 to 1.5% a year appreciation. And I think that's going to continue going forward. I think that we've been, with inflation, been quite a bit higher than that. And a lot of people got a lot more equity in their houses as a result of that. And that's a one-in-a-lifetime profit-taking thing, in my opinion. That is a once-in-a-lifetime. And that doesn't happen too often. But renting is a great option for a lot of people who don't want to take the risk of home ownership, or who think that the prices of homes are going to come down. Like, I met a potential buyer yesterday, and the husband and wife says, you know, we're kind of waiting till the prices come down. I says, well, when is that? Mm-hmm. And they go, we don't know. We're hoping you would tell us. I says, I don't see it happening. Yeah. And I don't see the prices coming down because our supply still doesn't equate with the slight demand that we've had, even with mm-hmm. the little bit of demand. It's just,
even though you said it's balancing out a little still.
It's coming to more of a balanced market right now.
But someone has specific wants, maybe it's not available at this time.
It isn't available at this time. It's still not available. And still, so if you're very specific about the type of house you want, you're not going to still have as many choices as you did pre-pandemic. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that was a whole different life that happened there. But, you know, it's all localized. I mean, if one of these major employers in our area, I'm going to give this an example, and God forbid this should happen, and please God don't. But if one of our employers shut down, say we, you know, one of them in Kingsport, you know, we mm-hmm. shut down, like we had one shut down a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. It affected the housing market because it put a lot of people out of jobs, and they had to, you know, they had to go into the rental mm-hmm. market and sell their houses because they couldn't afford to keep up with their properties.
And that kind of a ripple lasts for months and months,
yes.
perhaps
it does,
years.
It does. The ramifications last for years. So I'm just saying that each area is localized economy is vulnerable to changes that affect home ownership greatly.
Mm-hmm. That's why you need a professional in your corner.
You've got to have one. I mean, what else are you going to do? I mean, that'd be like trying to go into have an operation on yourself. It's crazy. It doesn't make any sense. But home ownership is great for most people under the right situations. That's why I tell everybody. That's why I interview. We talk to people. We have meetings with them ahead of time so we can determine exactly is it a good fit for somebody or not. Right. Because if it's not, let's put it on the table now. You can't do it when you're already thousands of dollars into the deal.
Okay, very good. Bill Hall's got his finger on the pulse of real estate in the Tri-Cities. How do we get in touch with you?
It's easy. You can call my office at 530-7077, but the best number is the 423-946-7575. That's an easy number to remember. 946-7575 is definitely the best number for me.
Very good. Take care, and we will talk to you next week.
I can't hardly wait.
It'll be next year, even.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It will.
How about that?
All right.